Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, that's exactly what we're here to talk about, is your financial freedom. When will you be financially free? Big question, right? Tough question. One that most people never get answered. They just kind of go through life, you know, living a life of quiet desperation. Then one day they go, whoop, it's that age, I need to retire. So today I want to talk a lot about the myths of retirement. I want to talk a lot about the con job that's being predicated on you and how it came about, if I can remember all the details of that. But the bottom line is that it's just, I need to awaken you to the fact that I would say a very large percent of you, 90% of you have no idea how you're ever going to retire. And then I want to share this with you, and I'm going to try to run, and this is always difficult for me to do, but I always try to do it anyway. I'm going to run parallel conversations. At the same time, I'm going to talk to you about how easy it is to retire and how I retired. And 2.5 years after I started investing, I retired. How it is, a gentleman was on our show yesterday, retired in 3 years, right? How it is that we have a statement, it's not a guarantee, but it's a statement that most people that do what we tell them to do retire within 2 to 5 years. It used to be 7 years. I used to tell people it was a 7-year system, and I don't know. I came up with seven by doing this. If you take this amount of money invested, get this return, put it in a spreadsheet, that amount of money saved up with what you can save per month, per year, put that together and then buy more houses. And each time you could save up enough to buy another house, you'd buy another house. That would increase the income. And, of course, so you've got savings and you've got your income from your investments, and your investment income plus your savings added together the next year would give you how much you could buy that year. And if you look at it that way, it takes 7 years. What I didn't put into that analysis was that some people come with as much money to start with as you start with in year 3 or 4. And so if you've got the money necessary right now to retire by just making the right decisions, buying the right investments, then you can retire in 1 or 2 years, right? And that's just a concept you have to understand. It's how much money, and if you have money, is it being utilized correctly, right? So the next thing I want to talk about here is that one of the myths about retirement is that it's an age. And I've got all the ages here. I've got all the stuff about what you need to do by each age to be able to retire. I'm going to cover that. It's really irrelevant, but I'm going to give it some time, do it some justice, and talk to you about it so you understand it. But I also want to tell you from the very beginning that it's a farce. It's just a complete crock of farce. There's nothing to it that makes any sense other than what the government is saying to you, you need to think about as far as retirement, right? And I have to tell you that all the retirement plans here and everything it talks about in retirement is based on two things. One is savings accounts like 401ks and IRAs, which are accounts that accrue in income, whatever their income is they accrue, they don't pay taxes on it until you take it out, right? So the concept behind the 401k is if you take something and it earns money, and you don't have to pay taxes on that money, then you'll have more money to reinvest each year. And so if you go back to my spreadsheet, you would say, well, the 401k is better than your spreadsheet of how to retire in 7 years because our money is compounded without any tax effect until you realize that we don't pay taxes on the income from real estate. And then you realize, even that benefit isn't beneficial, right? So why would you put your money in a 401k? Well, the other thing is my employer matches it. Okay. He matches it. That's fine. Up to a certain amount. We understand that. And I've actually done the math in seminars. I'm not going to do it here on the radio, but I've done the math in seminars to prove to you after 30 years of them matching, the bottom line is that the money, once you pay the taxes on it, is not that much higher than if you just would have gone out there and done it outside of the 401k. Now, if you go to a financial planner, they'll debunk that and throw you into some computerized software program that will say, well, look at this. Because it's this, it's tax deferred, it's compounded, blah, blah, blah. The problem is the stuff inside your 401k doesn't compound. It just doesn't grow. It's not that beneficial. It's bad investments, put it that way. Why is it? Because the people that control 401ks are doing it for themselves, not for you. They're making money off of managing your money. And they're taking large, very large commissions on everything they trade for you. So it's really killing your ability for your 401k to grow. Are you with me? So I remember back when I was 19 years old. I bought an IRA. And it was $2,000 at the time. That was the max you could put in. And I kept that IRA. Never touched it since I was 19 years old. I'm now 64 years old. And that amount of money has grown. And how many years would that be? It'd be 20 years off of 64. It'd be 44 years, 43 years, something like that. Has grown up to $80,000. But wait, before you get excited about this, last year it was only $40,000. So in 1 year of Trump being president, it doubled. But before that, it went 40 years to get to $40,000. Now, I put $2,000 in a house, and it made me $20,000. I took that $20,000 and made $400,000 with it when I bought a 10-unit apartment complex. I took that $400,000 and bought myself four more apartment complexes and made tens of millions. But I've still got that $80,000. I'm not going to spend it. For one thing, you have to pay taxes on it. And I don't pay taxes on my real estate income. So I'm just doing it kind of it's been a test market for me for 44 years. And last year it did pretty good. It went from 40,000 to 80,000. That's pretty good stock market move, right? So let's talk about this for a second. Let's get into this and start hacking away at it. First of all, the concept here that I'm going to present to you is a parallel universe. And the parallel universe is I want you to buy a house and I want you to buy a 401k house. So what is it about the 401k house? Well, let's talk about the regular rent house. You're going to buy it. And the second you buy it, you're going to maybe gain $10,000, $20,000 in instant equity, right? Now, the 401k, you put it in there and you're going to get some instant gain also because the guy's going to match, right? Now, if we put $10,000 down on a house, we might make $20,000 in instant equity, which is 200%. Your investment in a 401k is not going to be more than 100% if they give you 100% of what you put in there. So starting out of the blocks, they appear to be fairly close, right? The next thing that goes on is that the regular rent house is going to have a mortgage on it, and that mortgage is going to take 30 years to pay off. That's our retirement plan. Getting rid of that mortgage to where that home is our asset inside of this house investment, 30 years from now will be paid off. The 401k will be saved for 30 years. But to get rid of the mortgage, we have to pay X amount of dollars per month. So we pay $1,000 a month on the mortgage. And in the 401k, we put in $500 to $1,000 a month of investment each month. Here's where the difference begins. We still make $500 a month positive cash flow above and beyond putting our money each month into that house. So we don't pay the money. It doesn't come out of our paycheck and go into the house. The tenant pays the house mortgage. So there's $1,000 that we don't pay, whereas the 401k, the $1,000 we put in there, it comes out of our check. We lose $1,000. And in addition to them paying our mortgage for us, thank you very much, tenant, they also give us $500 a month for the privilege of paying our mortgage off.
Now more intel to build a better lifestyle from Del Wamsley.
If you don't pay attention to what goes on in your life, that everybody else in this world is going to take a hold of your life and they are going to twist it and turn it and mess it around until they get your life looking like what they want your life to look like. And so they're sticking their finger in your life. They're trying to change your life. Now this is, on the surface, a very powerful yet painful situation that's going on at all times. Now, it's worse in some cases than it is in others, and some of us are better at controlling it than others, but it's going on for all of us. This is the kind of lifestyle we live. You, on the other hand, have to go to work. That's why your listenership hour is cut down to 10 minutes or 15 minutes at the most, because you're catching this show as a break in between driving from here to there, from lunch to no lunch, to whatever else it is that is controlling and manipulating your life and not allowing you to just sit down and have this conversation with me. Because that's what you really need to do. You need to sit down in some peace and quiet and think through your entire life. Just do it. Find a place and time where you can think it through, write it down, figure it out, and then start on the process of changing it.
We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Walmsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. And in 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started at 87 go, you know, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% on a savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. Today we're discussing retirement, and I'm trying to make a parallel universe type explanation of the way people retire that have no idea what they're doing and what the government tells you to do compared to what we do and so on and so forth. So we're at the point now where we've each got into a position where you're putting $1,000 a month into a 401k and my tenant is paying $1,500 a month, paying $1,000 on my mortgage and $500 to me as cash. So each month for 30 years now, my equity is going to go up in my house and I'm going to have $500 a month more in my savings account. You, on the other hand, are taking and losing the $1,000 a month out of your paycheck and it's going into an account. And what is that account paying you each month? The account is paying you nothing. Nothing at all. Now, you do that for 30 years. At the end of 30 years, the investments in there maybe go up in value from what you put in, maybe don't, maybe they stay the same, maybe they're a little lower, whatever, up, down, whatever. We don't know. We don't have any. But we're going to assume by being in this business of 401k that they're going to go up. So you get to the end of 30 years, and now you have a lump sum of money in an account. What do you have to do to get to that money? You have to pay taxes on it. What happens if you try to take it sooner than that? You have to pay a penalty. You have to pay a 10% penalty on taking it out. So did it get you out of income taxes? No. It may even penalize you an extra 10% if you need the money. My gosh, heaven forbid you need the money or want the money. You can't get it out without paying the penalty. Now, by the way, our members know how to get it out. There are legal ways to get it out, and if you know those legal ways, you can get around the penalty, but you still can't get away from the taxes, right? Now, the money I'm earning over here on this house is $1,500 a month, $1,000 of which is paying down my mortgage, so at the end of 30 years, I've got a free and clear house. Now, by the way, let's say the house was purchased $200,000. What's that house going to be worth 30 years from now? My guess, $400,000. I know that the median price for houses in Houston in 2008 during the recession was $100,000 a piece. And within 10 years, by 2010, they were $240,000 a house. So the median price pretty much doubled. I'm going to say it's going to double again in the next 10 years, right? So in 30 years, it's got to at least double, maybe even tripled by then. So now we both have this expectation that someday in the world we're going to end up with a big chunk of money. The difference is the money you end up with, you can't get out unless you pay taxes on it. The difference on my side is I own a house free and clear. I can borrow all that money out of that house tax free and pay nothing and maintain the house and let the tenant keep paying me the $500 a month positive cash flow and pay off this new mortgage. So I can take all the money tax-free. You can't get your money out of your 401k, guys. And you've got to wait 30 years before you can even do it or they're going to penalize you. Now, here's the next level. We are both in the same position right now because we chose to be. What if I choose to outdo you? What do you mean? Can you put more in your 401k? No, there's limits to what you can put in there. Is there a limit on how many houses I can have? No. I bought one the first month I tried it, and I go, wow, this is incredible. You know, and by the time I'd used very heavy leverage and manipulation, I got into the deal for $2,000. And I was making $400 or $500 a month positive cash flow. Now what happens? Now you go out there and next month go, you know, this is pretty good stuff. And actually, what happened was I went to the closing and the broker there goes, you want any more of these? I go, yeah, I do. He goes, well, how many more do you want? I go, I'll take three. And he laughed at me because I was afraid to buy one. But by then I had a little confidence. I said, I'll take three more. And so, boom, I went out and bought three more. And now I had four. And now instead of making, you know, $400 a month positive cash flow, I'm making $1,600 a month cash flow. And instead of paying off one mortgage, I'm paying off four mortgages. Well, I just kept going. I go, if I can do four, I go, this is enough money to pay for my mortgage payment for my house, my car payment. If I could get another one to pay for my water, my electric, all right? So all my bills are paid, and I started assigning them jobs. Each house, your job is to pay that bill. Because it just was a way of rationalizing for me that there was a point where I would have no bills. And if you have no bills, you get to the point where you go, well, one more house I can pay for food, and one more house I can pay for clothes, and one more house I pay for my car, blah, 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 blah. You see what happens eventually, you get to where I can survive without a job. Now, it took me 2.5 years to get to where I had replaced my earned income. Now, you got to understand how that works. I was making about $70,000 a year. I was a supervisor of a health club, and I ran 6 health clubs. Made about 70 grand a year, but after taxes, you take out the taxes, you know, you got income taxes, you got Social Security, Medicare taxes, right? Then we had to pay in for our health care benefits or whatever. By the time I took it all home, I was only taking home like $3,400 a month. That wasn't that hard to cover up. That wasn't that hard to replace. So 2.5 years after I started this investing into houses, I was able to retire at 34 years of age. And I never worked another day, but you say, well, Dell, that's nothing to make $3,400 a month. No, it's not. Now I make $250,000 a month. That's just an average month for me. Well, why? Because now I own 17 businesses, 17 big, giant businesses that make a lot of money. And so I make a lot of money. But you say, well, how did you do that? Because the same way I went from 1 to 4 to 10 to 20 to over 100 houses, I just kept buying more. When I got up over 100 houses, I go, well, you know what? I need to go buy these things in larger chunks than that. So I started a 10-unit apartment, a 20-unit apartment, a 30-unit apartment, a 40-unit apartment, a 60, I skipped 50, 64-unit apartment, a 68-unit apartment, an 88-unit apartment, a 104-unit apartment, a 140-unit apartment, right? Did you get to feel what's going here? I'm getting momentum because I'm getting stronger as an investor. I'm feeling like I'm not afraid of bigger things. So then I do a 242-unit apartment, then a 272-unit apartment, and the largest one I ever did was 320 units. Boom. There it is. How much money do you think all those apartments make? Quite a bit. And then I bought other businesses. I started buying real estate companies. So I have a real estate company, Houston, a real estate company, Dallas, a real estate company, San Antonio, Austin, Phoenix, Arizona, and we just opened one this week out in Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. So when you own all these businesses, do you get up and go to work? No. I retired at 34. I own businesses. I don't own a job. I'm not a plumber. I don't go plumb. I'm not an electrician, I don't go electrify. I just enjoy the benefits owning companies.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
A lot of you realize you're going to bump up against somebody else on top of you. And when that guy takes a dump, he's going to dump on you. That's the way corporate America works. So the only way to get off of that ladder is to get off that ladder and find another ladder. And this ladder is the ladder of independent operation, where you own your own business. When you own your own business, it may not be big, but it is flexible. Time-wise, it is flexible growth-wise. When I started my business, it only took me like 10 houses to replace my total income. I was only making $3,500 a month take-home pay. Real estate investing, when done correctly, is tax-free, so I only needed to make $3,500 of take-home pay. Very easy to do. And once I had that, then I had the choice to be able to leave my corporate America job, which I did. Even though I had done that, I still realized I want to make more money, just like when I was on the corporate America ladder. Now we're in column number two. We are on the independent ladder. We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're talking about retirement. In the first two segments, we talked about the difference between you putting money into a 401k, being locked into a system that won't let you out until you're, you know, 62 years old, or actually I think you can get out at 59 and a half. And the fact that I was able to retire and get my money and use my money and use it tax-free right away, allowing me to retire 2.5 years after I started the process. Now, when we tell you that, you understand that you don't have to retire if you don't want to. I just happened to not like working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week in the health club business. I wanted some freedom. But a lot of people, they don't retire right away. They stick with it because they like their job, maybe. Okay? There's nothing wrong with that. All I'm saying is what we're doing is we're putting you in a position where you have as much passive income coming in as for what you have as earned income. And at that point, then you actually are free. You're financially free. Now, if you want to spend the time working instead of spending the time with your kids, your family, your wife, your girlfriend, traveling, whatever, getting in shape, I know you don't want all those good things. You just want to go to work. Well, then be a workaholic. So be it. Now, let's talk about what the average person's actually up against and some of the crazy timelines that these people, they're telling you since you're a kid. There are age rules with the IRS as to what you can do as far as your 401k and your IRA, and then ultimately the third leg of retirement is Social Security, right? So at age 50, this is the date, once you become 50, where you can play catch-up ball. Which means if you haven't contributed your money to this 401k lockbox, in other words, here's this safe that you're putting your money into, you can't get it back out of. But at age 50, if you haven't put as much as you were entitled to put in, you could put in more. So here I am at age 50, I'm thinking to myself, I've got an extra 100 grand that I was able to save on the side besides this money I put in the 401k, and I haven't put everything I can put in the 401k, but I've got money, I really like it, this money is mine, I can use it, it's free. Nah, just let's take it and put it in the box. Boom, it's gone, now you have no money. Why would any normal human being, any way, shape, or form, send me your financial planners. Let you and me go at it about how this is insane. You actually tell people to do this? Are you out of your mind? I've got money I don't need. Let's throw it into the lockbox called the 401k, where we can't get to it, where it doesn't make any money that we can spend. It would be as stupid as taking a rent house over here that's making you $1,500 a month tax-free, and selling the rent house and putting the money in the 401k to make you nothing. It's just double ignorant. Maybe even triple ignorant. So many ways. Next age 55. This is the age that If you're separated from your service of your employer during or after this age, you reach 55, you may be eligible to take distributions from your 401k. Oh, my God. So if at age 55, now look, I retired at 34. If I would have waited to age 55, I then would be eligible to take distributions? By the way, not everything, but distributions. And I'm sure there's some limitations on how that would work out. I think it's one of these things where you have to take it out over X number period of years. I'm not sure, and I don't want to read the whole paragraph to find out. But you can do that without paying the 10% penalty. But note, you're still paying income taxes on this money. And by the way, are you paying Social Security and Medicare on this money? You already have. You paid it when you put it in there. You'd already paid Medicare and Social Security on the money you put in. Now it's coming out as income taxes, not Social Security and Medicare. So here you go. Age 55, you might be able to start taking distributions. 55 is where, if you leave your company, you can get your money. At 59, you can get your money. Let's move along here. Age 62 is the minimum age at which you can choose to begin receiving Social Security. Although if you start receiving it, you'll receive the smallest amount you can possibly receive. Age 65 is the age at which most Americans are eligible for Medicare and the federal government retirement health plans and programs that cover such. Okay, so at 65, you can get on Medicare and Medicaid or whatever the stuff is. I don't even know what it is. I've never looked it up. This is an interesting point. I have an IRA. I'm not going to take it out. I have Social Security. I paid in maximum you can pay into Social Security fund. So I will get maximum, right? And I'm 64, and I'm not going to take Social Security. So what is that going to do? That means, and we'll read this here in a second, age 70. If you waited until your 70th birthday to begin taking Social Security, you now get the biggest possible money benefit, which may be as much as 76% larger than if you started taking it at age 62. So think of this. I'm going to get back 76% more Social Security than you are because I'm not going to take it. And if I don't take it, my wife, which is much younger than me, but you know, you got this, your family, you got kids, I've got kids, she's got kids. Somebody's going to end up with that money. Right. But the point is that if you take that early, you're getting half as much and you're trying to live on almost nothing. I think mine's up to right now, like, because I'm already qualified for the minimum amount, which is like $2,900 a month or something like that. If I don't take it to age 70, it's going to be 76% more than that. So let's say it's three. We'll put it two more. That'd be five. I'll get $5,000 a month. Somebody's going to benefit from that. Right. And by the way, here are the ages. This is interesting. Maximum Social Security, 62, it's $18,000 a year. 63, it's $19,000 a year. 64, it's $20,000 a year. 65, it's $22,000 a year. 66, it's $24,000. 67, it's $25,000. 68, it's $27,000. 69, it's $29,000. And at age 70, it's $31,680 a year. So just out of curiosity, well, see if I can figure out how much that is a month. Divide that by 12. You're making $2,640 a month. Now, remember when I said I went out and I bought four rent houses and they made me $1,600 a month? You wait 70 years to make $2,600? Are you out of your mind? Come on, guys. Wake up. Smell the roses. Get out of the little rat trap that you're in, the little wheel. You can hear the gerbil going around the little wheel. You just get up every day, go to work, sit in your cubicle. Come on, man. You can do it. You can get out of it. You can change your life. You know you can. You just got to want to. Is there any more on here? Age 70 half, you defer your first RMD until April 1st of that year. You turn 70 half or 72 as applicable. You're now required to take two distributions. Oh, okay. So at age 70 and a half or age 72, depending on when you were born, you're now required to start taking the IRA or 401k distributions. In other words, you can't leave it in there anymore. You have to take it out of the 401k or IRA. And they put you on some type of a plan that says you have to take it out over such a period and it's dictated to you, right? So I don't know if that's really relevant to anything or not. But what is relevant is that you can go through all of that and end up with $2,600 a month in Social Security. All of that and get a small payment from your 401k. And your 401k may be gone. Stock market crashes. You may lose half of it in one day. I've seen people do that. They call them, they're no longer called 401ks. They're called 201ks. Yeah, it happens, guys. You say, well, Dale, you're so mean. No, I'm not mean. For wanting to expose this to you, I'm helping you. You just don't see it. I'm trying to pick this money up and shove it in your mouth. And you're going, no, spitting it back out again. You don't want money? No, don't help me, Dell. Don't help me. I don't want to be successful. I don't want to be financially free. I don't want to retire. No, you just go do it. You go do it and be rich. right? That's a funny thing.
Now more intel from the files of Del Wamsley.
There's something to be learned through somebody else's pain. The pain that they're going through is the psychological insanity of trying to do the same thing over and over again and having it continue to fail. And yet they don't see that they're doing the same thing over and over again. This email represents that to the T. He's proud, and by the way, I'm not putting the guy down, but he's proud of himself because he was smart enough to go to the library and figure out how to put a stereo in. And he put all of his time, his effort, and his energy into learning how to do a job. Once I figured it out, before I knew it, I had a business. I made good money until a year later. Factories began, including nice stereo units in cars. So I saw the beginning of the problem early on and got out of the business. So let's talk about what this guy is saying. In no time at all, I had a business. My friends, I want to define business for you in a manner that you've never really thought it through. If you have a job, do you own a business? And the answer is no, you own a job. Jim or Judy LLC is not a business. It is a job. The only difference is you own the job. You're not working for someone else, but you still are working for a living. I am working for a living. 9 to 5.
Now more intel to build a better lifestyle from Del Wamsley.
First choice is to try to mature, to grow up, and to get away from being dependent is to become independent, in which case you have control of your own financial situation, both your cash flow and your asset base. You need to do that. Now, the problem with most people is they can't do something like that in large chunks because they don't have enough money. So you start out like I did. You buy one rent house. This is the key. You got to start. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. You've got to go buy one rent house. Now you're $500 a month freer than you were before you had that rent house. Buy two. Now you're $1,000 a month, freer than what you were, until you get up to where you have about $10,000 in income, and then you can quit your job. Then you're totally free, and then you can go out there and buy apartment complexes because you have the time to operate them. If you've got more money when you're starting, then you can just go start with an apartment complex and buy in, and if you don't know how to operate it, take the classes, you learn how to do it, but then you also hire someone else to do it for you that already has the skill set, and you can move quicker. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Wamsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the 5 ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Now, from the files of Del Wamsley.
I get this question all the time. It's pretty much the same question. And I got one here from a guy. He said, why do you put down 401k so strongly when everybody I know believes that they're the best thing you can possibly do? I emailed back to the guy and said, everybody you know who has a job probably tells you that because they know no other way. That's what they've been told, and that's what you've been told, and everybody's been told the same thing. But I said, go ask any retired wealthy person. Of the 50,000 clients I have at Lifestyles Unlimited, would probably only 1% or 2% of them even have a 401k anymore. Most of them, 98% of them, liquidate the 401k within a year or two of being here because they realize that they can do so much better outside of the 401k than they can inside of the 401k. So why is that? Well, there's a plethora of reasons, and plethora, by the way, is a neat word for a multitude of reasons why that might be. So many people believe that it's the right thing to do, when I know without a doubt that I've had way more success with people outside of 401ks than any 401k group of people had money inside of a 401k have ever had as far as results go. What do I mean by results? I mean, what do you totally earn with it? And when and where does the money come to you? And how much taxes do you pay on it? Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. So today we've dissected the reality between what the government and national media and education, national education, want you to believe about retirement, which is it's an age. You have to work your entire life and get to that age. And then the amount of retirement is not guaranteed, and it's not very large. It's not a great life. You know, a lot of you feel like it's difficult in your life to live on the amount of money you're earning with a job, and then you don't have a job. We'll say, well, I can't replace my personal income, Dell. Well, if you can't replace your personal income, and that means your retirement plan is faulty by my definition, what are you going to live on when you retire? Are you going to go from $6,000 a month of take-home pay, which is what you'd get if you had a $100,000 a year job? Or are you going to, and then drop that down to $2,600 if you wait till you're 70, right? But there's other problems. There's other problems you need to worry about that I never had. And I'll explain to you 9 signs that you can't retire. Nice little article. I don't even know who puts it together. Investopedia, personal finance and retirement planning. Here's 9 signs you're not ready to finally retire. Wow. So let's just look at this. Number one, problem paying bills. If you've got a job right now and you can't pay your bills, number one, your job isn't very good. And number two, your bills are too high. Now take your pick. Reduce your bills or get a better job. Or solve the problem completely and go out here and put together passive streams of income. You don't have a bill problem. I could pay your bills easily. You have an income problem. You don't have a tax problem. Your taxes are low compared to what I pay. You have an income problem. Keep that in mind. The only real problem you have financially is not enough income. Nothing else. It doesn't matter where you live. It costs too much, or you have a lot of kids. They cost too much. It's irrelevant. If you had more income, the problem would be dealt with. Number two, high level of debt. Debt is not a problem. I have millions, tens of millions of dollars of debt because I own all these different apartment complexes. That's all debt. Does it hurt me? No, it makes me money. Debt is not a problem. Now, I don't have any debt on things like consumer debt because there's no need. Why? Because I have money. If you have money, you don't need consumer debt. Investments without debt, though, is crazy. Number three, no future expense plan. I've got my life dialed in. I have spreadsheets on everything. And since I don't have a job, I have plenty of time to sit down daily, weekly, or monthly with my wife and with my staffs from my different businesses, have a meeting, go, okay, let's look at the budget. What do we have? What are we going to spend? What do we make? What do we take home, right? The next one, number five, I'm skipping number four. Number five is no financial plan. Every business I have is a financial plan. My savings accounts and all of my other businesses have financial plans. And it's all down on a spreadsheet. In fact, it's on multiple spreadsheets. I have spreadsheets of my assets. I have spreadsheets of the returns on my assets, the rate of returns on the assets. And then I have income from each company. So I have this giant spreadsheet that has all these different companies on it. And each month, my CFO takes the income from each company and sticks it in the column for there. And then I stick in the income from my private businesses that he doesn't have any touch on and all my savings accounts. And we stick it in. We keep track of it. We drive the income. Now, the expenses, I don't have any expenses. I don't have a house note. I don't have a car note. I have 4 cars, but I have no car notes. I have no house note. I live in a $5 million, 16,000 square foot home. I don't have any debt on it because I've never bought a house I couldn't pay for in 1 year's worth of income. In my life, I've never bought a house that I couldn't have paid for with 1 year's worth of income. That means I don't have to have a mortgage. If I had no money to invest, guess what I'd do? I'd go get a mortgage on my house. So I'd have some money to invest. Because having a paid and free home doesn't bring any money in. It doesn't put any money in your pocket. So if I could go borrow the money out of my house at, say, 2.5% to 3%, and I could go put it to work in a real estate deal at 8% to 10%, I'm going to make a net of at least 5%. 5% of the $5 million, guys, is a lot of money. I could live off that. In fact, if my wife were old enough, I would get a reverse mortgage on my house, which means I would end up paying no payments and getting a large chunk of money for refinancing it. Why? Because you can live in the house for the rest of your life. A lifetime estate for you and your wife. Get that. That's a great idea. Number four, you have no Social Security plan. Well, I have no Social Security plan. Well, I guess I do. I'm not taking it. That's my plan. And if you go to any financial planner seminar, they'll tell you the thing you need to do is not take it because it will be bigger. Well, I've got that plan. Number five, no monthly financial plan. We already talked about that one. Number six, no long-term financial plan. I've actually got a long-term financial plan. I know exactly where I'm taking my portfolio. Now, here's an interesting point. We sit down probably monthly and look at our financial plan and make sure we're on track for it. But we also, in our minds, take and revise it annually. Why? Well, right now the Democrats are in power. That's going to need a few changes to be made, right? We got COVID. That required a few changes to be made. So each year you're going to have to realign this long lifetime plan to make it work for you. And if you do that and you stick to the plan, you're going to get wealthier every year. You're going to have more income to live on every year. And you're going to realize without having a job and being rich, it's not just the money. It's the incredible lifestyle. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.